Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim, a Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 22nd day of the month of Elul. We continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the four children that we've been davening for, Alini Orna, Bas Chaim Chana, Yehoshua Heschel Ben, Nechama Devorah, Raya Bas Michal, and Pesach Betzalel Ben Chaya Batsheva. May they and all those in need of a refuah have a refuah shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind those still being held captive, our precious brothers and sisters being held hostage in Gaza, and Arvin Nitanel Ben Sona Tziona unjustly being held in Iran. May they speedily be returned home to their families. And of course, our eyes are to the north of Israel, thinking, davening, hoping only for the best for our brave soldiers and for all the residents in the north and throughout the Eretz Yisrael. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Binyamin Slaviter of the Irving Place Minyan in Woodmere, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Slaviter slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chafal, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew, translated into English. And then Rabbi Slaviter will lead us in our three Mishaberach, Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, and finally, concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholim, pausing to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can do so anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Slaviter.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Rabbi Herman. It's always a pleasure and an honor to be with you, to connect with you, to daven with you, and to learn Torah with you together. In Parsha Shoftim, the Torah describes the importance of funding a legal system of police, of judges, Shoftim b'Shotrim. And the Medrash in Parsha Shoftim, the Medrash Rabbis, describes something fascinating. The Medrash quotes the opinion of Reb Eliezer. Reb Eliezer states, Imnasa hadin lamata, if the judges institute proper judgment down below, ein hadin nasa lamayla, the judgment will not need to come from upon high, referencing God having to punish he that was not punished by the courts. Vim lo nasa hadin lamata, but if the judgment was not properly adjudicated below, hadin nasa lamayla, judgment will have to come from above. So the simple understanding of this medrash is the importance of appointing judges and police officers who adjudicate the issues and the court cases properly, because if not, God will be forced to get involved. And I read this year a fascinating drusha from Rabbi Yonason Eibeschitz. Rabbi Yonason Eibeschitz was the Rav of the northern German communities of Altena and Hamburg and Wandsbek. He was the greatest Rosh Yeshiva in his day. He was one of the greatest poskim and halachic authorities of his day. And he was one of the most famous preachers, magidim, darshanim, possibly of all time. And he gave a Shabbat Shuvah drasha in October of 1744 in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and he quoted this medrash. And he put forth, he suggested, a novel interpretation. The interpretation is not, he argued, referring to judges and police officers and the courts, but rather to the individual human being and Jew. If I look at myself and I make a decision, I have things that I need to work on. Then God will not need to come along and he will not need to judge me. If I take radical responsibility and ownership, imnasa hadin lamasa, the judgment will be put forth below in my heart and in my mind. Ein hadin nasa lamayla. Then God won't need to punish me. And he actually beautifully, beautifully and passionately describes this idea as the reason why we blow shofar. Because he's bothered that there are times when the shofar seems to represent judgment and fear. For example, when we would blow shofar to signal the beginning of war. And the idea that shofar is midas hadin. At the same time, Chazal also described the shofar as being blown at the end of the oval to signal freedom and excitement and happiness and hope. So Rav Yonah Sinaivish is asked, well, which one is it? Is the shofar din and judgment, as the Torah and Chazal indicate explicitly? Or is the blowing of the shofar the excitement and hope and joy? Rav Yonah Sinaivish writes that it depends. If I do not take responsibility for my flaws, for the mistakes that I make in my relationships in the past year, and I can only look at others and blame them for all the times that I stumbled, the shofar, God forbid, this Rosh Hashanah will be a blast of din and judgment and pain. But if I look at myself in the mirror and I say, I can be better, I can be more, I can be a better spouse, I can be a better parent, I can be a better child and sibling, I can be a better servant of God, I can, I have the ability, I have the power, I have the strength. If I do that, when I hear the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, that will be a blast of freedom, a blast of excitement that will fill the room. It'll be a blast of mercy and rachamim. Because Hashem looks upon me and he looks upon us all and he says, I'm waiting for you to unlock your potential. But you can never be the Jew that I want you to be if everyone else is at fault. Let this year be the year, if I have not done so before, of taking radical responsibility and belief in myself to be a greater version of myself. In that tzchus, Hashem should give us great bracha this year, great happiness, great hope, great peace. Hashem should heal the sick. Hashem should release the hostages. Hashem should protect our brothers and sisters that not only live in Israel, but fight to protect the Jewish people. We're living at a scary time, but we're living at a special time that we have the land of Israel, and we have the ability to fight to defend ourselves. I hope that Dvar Torah resonated with you as it resonated with me, and now I will recite slowly but surely the five Tehillim, Chaf 20, Chaf Gimel 23, Kuf Chaf Aleph 121, Kuf Lamed 130, Kuf Membeis. Lam Natseach Mizmor LeDavid Yancha Adinai B'Yom Sara Yesagevcha Shein Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh U'mitzion Yizadeka Yizkor Kol Minchotecha V'olasecha Yedash Nasela Yitain Lecha Kilvavecha V'chol atasecha yimalei. Niranana b'yeshuasecha. B'shem Eloheinu nidgol. Yimalei adinoi kol mishalosecha. Ata yadati. Kiyoshia adinoi mishicho. Ya'aneu mishmei kacho. Bigvuros yesha yamino. Eile bereche ve'eile besusim. V'anachnu b'shem Adinoi Eloheinu naskir. Hema karu v'nafalu. V'anachnu kamnu v'nisodad. Adinoi ha'ishiya ha'melech yaneinu v'yom kareinu. Tehillim Chaf Gimel 23. Mizmor l'David. Adinoi roi lo echtar. Binos Desha Yarbi Saini, Ame Menuchos Yinahaleni. Nafshi Yeshove, Yan Cheni Bemadle Sedek Leman Shemo. Gam Kielech Begeta Mavet, Loira Raki Ata Imadi. Shivtecha Umishantecha, Hema Yenachamuni. Taruch lefanai shulchan, neged torerai, Bishanta Bishemin Roshi Kosi Revayai Achto Vachesed Yirdifuni Kol Yeme Chayai Bishavti Beveis Adinai Liorech Yamin Kuf Chaf Aleph 121 Shir Lamalo Esayan Alari Me'an Yevo Ezri Ezrimi Madinai Osei Shemayim Diyareh Al Yitein Lamot Raglecha Al Yanum Shemrecha Hine Lo Yanum Lo Yishan Shomer Yisrael Adinai Shemrecha Adinai Tzulcha Al Yad Yiminecha Yomam Hashemesh lo yakecha, v'yareach b'layla. Adinoi yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha. Adinoi yishmor tzevcha uvoecha, mi'atov yadilam. Tehillim Kufmanet, Psalm 130. Shir Amalo. Mimam akim prasich Adinoi. Adinoi shema bekoli, tianaz nachas keshuvos lakol tachanunai. Imavaras tishmarya Adinoi miyamo. Ki imcha haslicha laman tivarei. Yivisi Adinoi, Yivsa Nafshi, Velidvaro Acholti. Nafshi Ladinoi, Mishomrim Laboker, Shomrim Laboker. Yachel Yev Yisrael El Adinoi, Yim Adinoi Achesed, Vaharbe Imofidus. V'hu yivdeyes Yisroel mikol avonasa. Tehillim Kuf Mem Beis 142. Maskil leDavid v'yoso b'maras tfila. Koli el Adinoi ezak, koli el Adinoi echanan. Eshpoch lofanav sichi, Sarasi lefanav hagi. Bisatef alai ruchi, Bata yadata nesivasi, Borech zu elech tam nufachli. Abed yamin rein beini makir, Avod manos mimeni, Ein dorish lenafshi. Zakti elecha Adinoi, Amarti ata machti, Chelki beretachayim. Akshiva el rinasi, Idelosi meod, Atileni merodfai ki amtu mimeni. Hotzia mimazger nafshi, lehodos es shemecha, bi yachfiru tzadikim, hisig malalai. I will now recite Achenu in Hebrew and recite it again in English. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim b'tzara u'bishivya ha'omdim bein b'yam u'bein b'yabasha. Amakom yirache malehem, yotien mitzara lirvacha, mefela laora, mishibud lagula, hashtav aglav zman kariv, and amar amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom. Now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say Amen. We have the great tzchus of having an army of Jews, even non-Jews as well, our brothers and sisters who protect the land of Israel. I recite the Mishaberech L'chayalei Tzahal now. Mishaberech Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Hu Yivarech Es Chalei Tzava Hagana L'Yisrael, Da'anshei Kochos Abitachon, Ha'omdim Amishmar Arteinu, V'arei Eloheinu, Migvol Olavanon Vad Midbar Mitzrayim, Minayam Agadol Ad Lavo Ha'arava, V'chom Makom Shehein, V'yabasha Ba'avir Yam, Yitain Adinoi Es Aizenu Hakamim Aleinu, Nigafim Lifneyem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'yatil Es Chaylenu Mikol Tzara V'tzuka, Mikol Negu Machala, Yishlach Bracha V'atzlacha, V'chom Ma'ase Yedehem, Yadber Soneinu Tachteyhem, Yatrein Bekeser, Yeshua V'ateres Nitzachom, V'koyem Behem HaKasuv, Yadonai Eloichem Oleichim Achem, Lilachem Lachem Yimoy Veichem, Moshia Eschem V'nomar Amin. I will now recite the Mishaberech for the Shavuim for those in captivity. It should be released soon, speedily in our day. Mishaberech Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Yosef Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo Hu Yivarech V'Yishmor V'Yinsor Es Ne'edareh Tzava Hagana L'Yisrael U'Shvuyav Be'es Kol Acheinu Anasun V'Tzaru U'Shavya Ba'avur Shekol HaKahal HaKadosh Hazad Nispalel B'Avuram HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem V'Yotiyem Michoshech V'Talmavet U'Mosro Sehem Yinatek M'Mitzuko Sehem Yoshiyem Yoshivei Mehera L'Cheik Mishpocho Sehem Yodu L'Avinoi Chazdo V'Niflo Sav L'Vnei Adam V'Koyem Behem Mikra Shekasuv U'Ftei Avinoi Yeshuvun V'U Tzion Berina Simchas Olam Al Rosham Sason v'simcha yasigu, v'nasu yagon v'anacha, v'namar amen. I now will recite the Mishaberech L'cholim, a prayer for all those who are sick, should have a refua shleima b'karav. Mishaberech Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo. Hu Yivarech V'Yirateh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lachlimam Raposam Lachazikam Lachayosam Yishlach Lahem Mehera Rufua Shlema Min HaShemayim L'Ramach Evarav Shasagidav V'Sof Shar Cholei Yisrael Rufuat HaNefesh Rufuat HaGuf Ashta Ba'Glav Zman Kariv V'Namar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Sloviter. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, Amir to Hashem in the near future for us here at the Daily Tehillim Call. Please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow and Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.